This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn was 417, down 9. May corn 425 and a quarter, down 8.5. July corn 432.5, down 8. January soybeans were 13 and 3 quarters, up 1 and a quarter. March soybeans 1269 and a quarter, down 6 and 3 quarters. May soybeans 1250 and a half, down 8 and a quarter. March wheat was 588 and 3 quarters, down 13 and 3 quarters. May wheat 594 and a half, down 13 and a quarter. July wheat 598 and a half, down 13. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Wednesday afternoon. Corn values were cut by higher ethanol stocks, and soybeans ended in negative territory even with positive news in exports. Wheat was pressured by the negatives from corn and soybeans. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 12 cents lower at 389 to 413. Soybean bids were 5 to 8 cents lower at 1248 to 1279. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 8 cents lower at 394 to 416. Soybean bids were mixed at 1264 to 1303. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 9 to 17 cents lower at 397 to 409. Soybean bids were 1 to 7 cents lower at 1275 to 1325. Wheat bids were sharply lower at 584 to 596. Now on to Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids. They were 7 cents lower at 1274 to 1299. The basis was steady at 5 to 30 over the March. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $452.50, and that up to $462.50 per ton. That was down $3.30 to $8.30, with the basis steady to 5 lower at 40 to 50 over the March. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were mixed, 417 to 442, with the basis mixed at option to 25 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 9 cents lower at 405 to 413, with the basis steady at 4 to 12 under the March. Soybeans ended 2 to 7 cents lower at 1306 to 1309, the basis steady to 5 higher at 37 to 40 over the March. New crop wheat prices were down 13 cents at 574 to 582. Basis was steady to 17 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 13 to 14 cents lower at 532 to 535. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 3 to 7 cents with quotations of 1337 to 1343. Soft wheat closed 19 to 24 cents lower at 619 to 624, and Milo ended the day 9 cents lower at 462 to 467. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 401 to 416. Soybeans, 1053 to 1082. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 406 to 429, and soybeans, 1064 to 1091. In the southern part of the state, corn was 402 to 426, and soybeans were 1069 to 1103. Soft wheat was 555 to 569. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now, here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle were 136.52, no change. April live cattle, 136.97, up 62 cents. June live cattle, 129.95, up 62 cents. January feeder cattle were 168.47, up 42 cents. March feeder cattle, 168.55, up 72 cents. April feeder cattle, 169.17, up 77 cents. February lean hogs were 85.57, up 5 cents. April lean hogs, 91.10, up 37 cents. And May lean hogs, 98.85, up 35 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's the 8th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $70 to $79 with a weighted average carcass price of $76.10. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 56 to 62, 4 to 5 weights 58 to 67, 5 to 550 weights 62 to 68, and 550 and up were 65 to 70. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $52 to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,990 head. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 574 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $83.26, and that was $2.10 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $210.13, and that was $2.82 higher, with select carcasses at $207.07, and that was $3.51 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000 compared to 1,000 for last week and 125,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 425,000 compared to 5,000 last week and 426,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. January corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.10. February corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.13. January corn delivered to Scottville, $4.01. February corn delivered to Scottville, $4.04. January beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.12. February beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.99. January wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.93. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.10, corn at Scottville is $4.01, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.12, and wheat at Scottville is $5.93. Farm Futures released the results of a planting intention survey they conducted. They surveyed about 1,600 farmers and found many farmers are planning to switch over acres from corn to soybeans. According to the Farm Futures survey results, planting intentions for corn have dropped 3.3% since the USDA November estimates to 92.23 million acres, and soybean planting intentions have increased by 7.6% to 82.34 million acres. The reason for this shift? According to Farm Futures, it's driven by the markets, especially the drop in corn prices. The weather throughout the listening area is finally looking better, although it's still easy to get jealous of farmers in South America enjoying their summer right now. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about weather conditions that could affect the South American crop and how the frigid temperatures earlier this week may have harmed the U.S. winter wheat crop.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're enjoying their summer. We're seeing some temperatures in the 90s in Argentina, and some areas that have not received the amount of rainfall that they would like to receive. So the crops are on the verge of stress. Particularly about a quarter of Argentina's corn and soybean belt is under stress. They're getting some timely rains that just kind of keep the crop going at this point. About a third of the corn crop is pollinated. The next two-thirds are going to pollinate over a very spread out period of time over the next 6 to 7 weeks. Soybeans are in a vegetative stage for the most part, so they still have plenty of time. This heat and dryness stretches into southern Brazil as well. That heat is expected to moderate as we get into the last half of the week, really into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then return Tuesday to Thursday of next week. But with those showers hopefully providing some relief. We're just kind of walking on the edge. Crop conditions good enough to just kind of keep crops going, but not bad enough to really create any type of stress.
For weather here, it's pretty miserably cold out. Do we have to be worried about our American winter wheat crop, depending on how cold it is or how bad the weather gets?
Yeah, this is a real concern for the winter wheat crop. And, of course, we grow winter wheat in some of the harshest conditions because, as they say, it has 9 lives. It can seem to survive a lot of different things. But when you get to this time of year when the crop is dormant, it can withstand a lot. But when you get sub-zero temperatures at the soil level, at the level of the growing point, which is actually below the surface, that's when damage can be done. Now, most of the winter wheat belt that is experiencing sub-zero conditions has some snow cover. There are some areas that are lacking snow cover, and the question is whether the snow cover there is sufficient to protect from the brutally cold temperatures that we have. We saw temperatures in the double digits, 10 to 13 degrees below zero, as far south as northern Oklahoma and some key wheat-producing regions. We've seen sub-zero temperatures all the way down in the Midwest, down below the Ohio River into Tennessee, et cetera. So the question is whether the snow cover is thick enough. Basically, we're concerned that about 15% of the hard red winter wheat belt, particularly in northern Kansas, southern Nebraska, may have seen some significant damage, as well as about 5% of the Midwest, largely around the Ohio River. But as much as a third of the Plains hard red winter wheat belt may have had at least some degree of damage. The problem is we won't know until the crop breaks dormancy later this year really how much damage there is, what the scope of it is. But it does mean that the spring weather that we have is going to be far more critical to help the crop try to recover from damage that is there.
And I'm sure it's not helpful that we may have gotten snow, but with all these winds and severe winds blowing around, it might not have kept the snow on the fields.
Yeah, and that's a real concern that I'm hearing from a number of farmers. You know, the way wheat is planted, a lot of times you can get a little more snow in the ridges, but and so a lot of the weather forecasters are saying, well, that's enough to protect it. But when you get conditions this cold, I question whether that is the case. So it's really going to come down to waiting for the crop to break dormancy and seeing what the condition of it is. And I think that we will see some damage. The question is how significant it will be. Global wheat stocks right now, the trade has been acting as if we're overflowing in wheat. But when you look at it in terms of days of supply or as a percent of annual usage, global wheat stocks are only about 20-day supply above the levels that we saw in 2007, 2008 when we had record prices. So if we start seeing some significant damage as we get into February and March, this market could have some opportunity to see some gains in it.
Right, with a risk for tight global supplies of wheat, I assume it's pretty logical for farmers to start worrying about their crop.
Yeah, and ironically, as you look at the former Soviet Union crop, particularly in Ukraine and portions of Russia as well, they're dealing with warmer temperatures right now. And so winter kill isn't the threat so much as it is the heaving of the soil, as every day they're getting above freezing, and then at night they're going below freezing. And when that happens, and the crop is very poorly rooted, it did not go into the winter rooted very well because it was planted late, because they had dry conditions and they didn't get the showers needed to plant the wheat until very late in the planting season. So they're concerned about heaving being a problem over at least a quarter of their belt as well. So if you put these things together, I'm not saying we're going to have a bull market this spring, but it does leave some risk there for the market, and that's another reason I think we're starting to get a support at these prices. We've seen some very strong global demand. And U.S. wheat is very competitively priced right now. So That, again, supports a short covering ahead of index portfolio rebalancing that will take place over the next week, as well as USDA's crop report on Friday.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.